I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend of September. What that means is deer season is just around the corner for us guys here in Michigan. And you know what? Every year we have the distinct honor and privilege of talking with one of the best hunters in North America. Bob, one of your buddies named Babe Winkleman, right?
That's right. And right now we're going to talk to Babe. How are you doing, Babe?
I'm doing great, Bob.
Hey, so glad you took a little time to share some of your insight and sage advice with all these bow hunters out there. Right after you, we've got Alan Bobbs coming on to talk about equipment, and it seems like every year when you're on, they're on the same show. So I guess I'm not very creative, but anyway, it's a good match. And my bride told me the autumnal equinox was coming up, and that Jop and I were talking about that, and he said, well, that means that's Babe's cue. And I said, all right, I got to call him up. So just kind of wondering when you think rut's going to start.
Well, it's going to be an unusual year.
Shocker. Yeah.
The autumnal equinox has happened already. And that's going to put the onus on to two things. Historically, it would move it to the second full moon, which would be towards the end of November. For it to really kick in and peak. On the other hand, right at the end of October is going to be the first full moon after the autumnal equinox. And you've got a couple of other factors coming into play there. One is the amount of daylight that's out. Photoperiodism gets some deer ready to go for rut. Usually the ones that go in are almost without exception, the ones that go into rut first are the very oldest does. And when that happens, there might be just one or two come in right away, and you might have a pile of bucks on each one of them. So it could be a real unusual period at the end of October and the 1st of November. But I think we're going to see a partial rut in October right at that last weekend into the 1st of November. It's then going to slow down in the middle of November, and it'll keep moving because, again, photoperiodism is a factor as well as moons. But I think we're going to see the heaviest rut later on in November.
Well, that'd be interesting. So it's going to be two phases, basically, you think?
Yes, and that's not unusual either. That's typical, but it's a matter of where those moons fall to how many get active in October and those first couple of days of November. And this year with the moon going full right then, I mean, the full moon is next week for September. It's about that same exact time in October, and that's going to change things.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grillin' Guys, and we are talking with Babe Winkleman from northern Minnesota. You've seen him on countless videos. He does a lot of work with. Are you still working with Cabela's?
Not at the moment, but in some ways, yes.
Okay.
But I do have a major announcement that I need to make to your audience.
Oh, what's that?
About 10 years ago, we started getting letters from baby boomers who had raised their families alongside of me raising my family for 40 years. And now their families are raised and they have their own families. And the baby boomers want to get all three generations together and binge watch Babe programs, if you will, and then spend the day talking about the outdoors to get all their grandchildren and their children's children very involved with the outdoors as they did their own children. And they started wanting to buy series of years in the past that were on DVDs and stuff, and we don't sell them that way. But we have something exciting right now, so exciting for the people. We have switched from television to streaming video. The way to see our shows right now, there are a lot of people getting to me through Facebook, where do we see your shows? Where do we see your shows? On a website, it's called Get Outdoors TV. And you got to make sure you put the S on the end of outdoors. It's not outdoor. It's getoutdoorstv.com. When they go to that, it'll take them right into initiative. our initiative, click on topics, and it'll take them right into all of the different categories. Click on either hunting or fishing, and our programs come up. Right now, we have 104 programs up and live that can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. There are no subscriptions. There are no apps. There's no cost. It's 100% free to the viewing audience at all times. And we're in the process of posting 800 more shows. So all of the old shows that as far back as we can take it will be up there for free. And once those all get up, then we will start producing new shows again. And they'll be able to get them anytime, no matter where, free for the rest of their lives.
That's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to seeing some of your original ones because that's about the time I started watching you. So well, it's always fun to look back.
The website we're on is called Maven. It has 150 million unique visitors coming to it a month. That's different people. It's a giant thing. We are also available through all smart TVs on a global basis at the present time. Nice. And then we're adding in Roku, Amazon Fire, Apple TV, and a whole bunch of others.
Well, that's
and
good.
That process is in motion right now. So it's going to be the largest streaming video network, I think, probably that'll exist when you include all smart TVs because there's billions and billions of them.
Well, that'll be good for my boys who are off serving in different parts of the world, and they're going to miss deer season this year.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be good for everybody because there is no one time slot I can buy that makes it convenient for everybody in today's world. Our world has just changed with all of the different technologies and so forth. Now they can look at our shows, any of the shows that they want to, at any time that it's convenient for them.
That's awesome. So, babe, we have 1 minute left. Can you give the top three mistakes that bow hunters often commit?
Not following the wind properly. B, not scouting enough ahead of time to know what the deer are doing ahead of time from a distance. And C, not practicing enough. So they don't have the muscle memory that's automatically in them and controlled by their subliminal mind. They get too conscious of the moment, and then they get spooked, and then they don't make the shot that they should make.
Yeah, because it's not feeling natural to them.
I couldn't agree more. Doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Too many guys go out and just sling arrows, and they think, well, I'm trying to build up my muscle memory and this, that, and the other. Yeah, but they're not doing it from a perfect standpoint. You're better off if you go out every day and you shoot one arrow and you take your time and you make sure you get that one arrow perfect than you are sitting there shooting 20 arrows and just kind of slamming them at a target.
That's
perfect
good.
Practice makes perfect, not practice.
That's good advice, and I couldn't agree more on the wind either, and I think that's something that is that dogs all of us because the wind tends to shift around. And I guess that's why I like getting up in a tree, but that'll get you too. Babe, it's so nice to talk to you again and say hi to Chrissy. And I hope your family's doing well. And we're going to make sure we go to Get Outdoors TV and check out some of your videos and can't wait to see them all.
Yeah, I've got people bow hunting at the ranch this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and my couple of friends and myself and my son-in-law and... We got a pretty good grip on what the bucks are doing. We got a hell of a crop of deer this year.
That's nice.
Good for you.
Should be exciting.
I bet. Okay, babe.
Bow hunting is always exciting. What am I talking about?
Oh, I know. I look forward to enjoying a glass of scotch with you again someday.
All righty. On Sunday nights, we do a thing called Scotch Sundays. It's a kind of a social mixture. If you ever want,
right.
Well, I mean, it's a Zoom meeting.
Oh, nice!
People from all
right.
over the United States in it.
All right,
I'll invite you as a friend.
I'll take you up on that.
All right,
thank you.
Bye now,
Babe. Have a great day.
Yeah, bye-bye. You bet. That is Babe Winkleman, very famous hunter, fisherman, and the man that taught me how to drink scotch.
Right. Coming up next, we got Al and Bob Sports going to talk about the equipment to get that big buck. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Hey, guys. Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.